Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kufnun Beis. We are 2 lines from the top. We are in the midst of discussing the words of Shlomi HaMelech HaKoheles, who encourages us to take full advantage of our abilities right now, our capacity, our functioning body. Don't wait until the body ceases to function properly and our capacities diminish. And he says, 2 lines from the top, he describes a person's old age, when the guards of the home, of the body, will begin trembling, and the strong men will begin hunching over, bending over. Explains the Gemara, this is describing old age, when the guards of the bayis will begin trembling, a person's flanks and his rib cage, his bones, which protect, which create that encasement of his body, they are the shemri habayis. This avsu anshe achoyel, or the men of strength, will begin bending and become hunched over. Eilu sheikayim, these are the feet of the person which support him. Ubatlo ha-toichanois, and the toichanois, the grinders, will cease to function. Eilu shinayim, these are one's teeth. The choshchu ha-royois barubois, those that gaze through the windows, through the openings, will darken. Eilu einayim, those are the eyes of a person. Omle kesar, the Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. So the kesar, the emperor, turned to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya and asked him as follows. My time alay osis levei avidanu. How come you don't come to the place, the Bei Avidan, where they conduct their debates, their theological debates, their philosophical discussions? Why don't you show up there? Amale tur tlag. The mountain has become full of snow. He's referring to his head, which has begun whitening. The hair has turned white. Sacharoini glidin around the mountain has begun to has become frosted, referring to his beard, his mustache. He's gotten old, doesn't have the ability to go and conduct these debates. Kalboi loy navichin, the dogs are no longer barking, meaning my voice has weakened. Tachanoi loy toichnin, the grinders, the teeth, are no longer functioning properly. Bei Rav Amri, in the yeshiva of Rav, they said that he actually added another description of his old age, adeloy avidna, on something which I hadn't really lost. Bachishna, it appears like I'm looking for it. I'm walking hunched over, it appears like I'm looking for something which I haven't really lost. So this was his excuse for not coming to the Bei Avidan. I'm too old, not capable of conducting these lively debates and discussions. Tanya, Rabbi Yosi bar Kisma Omer. So he said as follows, Tova Trei, it is better to have 2 mitlas than 3, referring to his legs. It's better to have 2 healthy legs than to add a third one, meaning the cane required to be used during old age. Vaylo lechada, woe to that one thing, the azla, which goes away, v'lo asya, no longer returns. Mayhi, what is that? Amar chizdi ankusa, youth. It goes never to return. Ki asra avdimi amar yankusa, youth is described as klilo de varda, like a crown, varda of roses. Savusa, old age, is klila de chilfa, like a crown of these weeds. Tana mishmeid Rabbi Meir, doik bekachi, you should go ahead and grind with your teeth, meaning make sure to eat properly and adequately. V'tishkach benigur, and you'll find power and energy in your footsteps. So eat enough to give yourself proper energy. Shenema v'nizba lechem, we will be satiated with bread. V'niya toivim, we will be good. V'ro'a l'ra'inu, and evil we did not see. So eating properly provides a person with his nutrition and good health. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, shinina, sharp one. Shari sakech, open up your sack. V'ayil lachmcha, and have the bread enter there. Fill it up with bread, make sure to eat a lot. Ad arbin shnin, until the age of 40, michla ma'ali, salt food is actually more beneficial. Mekam ve'elech, after that age, mishti ma'ali, liquids, drinking is actually more beneficial. Amr le'yahu goyza, goyza is referring to, actually says, is actually a tzuki, so he belonged to this heretic group called the tzukim, and guzar is referring to a sris. So goyiz is lashon of cutting off. He was a sris, unable to bear children. Apparently he was castrated. So he turned to Rav Shua ben Hanania and said as follows. Amalei el guzar, the Rav Shua ben Karcha, sorry. So Rav Shua ben Karcha was actually bald. And he meant to tease him. He said, Mehocha le karchino kama, from here until the karchino, the bald one, how far is it? Kama havi. Amalei seho Rabbi Shua responded, Kemehocha le guznaya. The same distance as from here to the guznaya, the cut-off one, the sris, referring to back to this fellow. Amalei tztuki, so tztuki responded, Barcha karcha barbo. A bald goat, he's called bald because it doesn't have wool. Barba is worth 4 coins. Amarle, so Rabbi Shua responded, Ikra Shalifa, this is a lamb, Shalifa, which has been pulled out, meaning the beitzim, his testicle has been removed, referring to this fellow, but Timnai is actually worth double, worth 8. Farshan explained because the quality of his meat is actually, it's higher. Okay, Chazid lo yisayim masani. So the stuki noticed that Rav Shua was not wearing shoes. Omer lei. So he continued teasing him. He said, Da'al sus melech. One who rides on a horse is a king. Da'al chamur ben chayrin. One who at least rides on a donkey is considered to be a free man. Ud min ali birigloi. A person at least has shoes on his feet, bar inish. At least he's called a person. D'lo yehov lo yehov. One who has neither this nor this, the chafir v'kaver, one who has been dug up and buried in a grave, tav minei is actually better than him. He walking without shoes, Rashi says perhaps it was Tisha B'Av and Kippur, so he was teasing him. Amar Leis Rav Shua responded, Guza Guza, Tlas Amrasli, you've told me 3 things, Tlas Shamas, now listen to me when I give you 3 things. Hadras panim zaken. First thing he says, the glory of a face is actually a beard. And this fellow didn't have a beard. Simchas levi isha. Joy of one's heart is a wife. Nachlas Hashem banim. The inheritance that Hashem provides a person is with sons. Baruch hamakim. Baruch Hashem shemona acha mikulam. Who has deprived you of all 3 things. Amar lei. So this fellow responded, Karcha mitsuyana. You're a bald person who is picking a fight with me. Amalei ikra shlifa techecha. You're a person who has ikra shlifa. This ikra is like an akar, like a person who can't have children. Shlifa has his beitzim, his testicles been pulled from him, so he's been castrated. Techecha, you're going ahead and debating me. Okay, so that was the end of the story. Amalei Rebbe the b'shim ben chalafta. So Rabbi turned to Rabbi Shimon and told him, "Pnei ma, why? Like balnu panecha boregel. Why didn't we greet you during Yom Tov kederech? The same way shekbilu avoyis al vesecha, just as my fathers greeted your fathers." Rashi says this is a lashon of anava, a humble way of asking him, "How come you didn't come greet me? How come you didn't come visit me during Yom Tov?" Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon responded, I've already grown old, slime, nasu gvayim, the rocks, these small rocks, which in the past I had the ability to climb over, now they've become very large, very difficult for me to climb over them. Kroivim nasu ruchaykim, things which appeared to be close by now have become very far away. Mishtaim nasu shalosh, from 2 feet have actually turned into 3, meaning now I need something to lean on when I walk. Mesim sholem bevayis batel, the thing that enhances peace, that promotes peace in the home, the aver of tashmish, which enhances peace, which connects the husband to the wife, batel has ceased to function. The pasuk in Kehelet continues to describe a person when he reaches old age. V'sogrud l'asayim b'shuk, the doorway is closed up in the marketplace. Elu nukavav shel adam, these are the openings in the person which allow his ways to leave. Bishval katachna. What does this mean? Bishvil, as a result of kurkavan, the part of the stomach, she'ene toichen, which is not grinding, which is not digesting properly. And that's why the kavim are not functioning properly. V'yakam l'kalat tzipor. This fellow, in advanced old age, gets up to the sound of a bird. Shafilu tzipor. Menarosa mishnos. Even the sound of a bird has the ability to wake him up. And the pasuk continues, V'yishachu k'b'nois hashir. What does this mean? Shafilu kol shir v'sharis. Even all these different beautiful sounds of singing, doimus alav k'sucha, appear to him like sicha, like merely speech. Doesn't appreciate, doesn't have the appreciation for a song, for music. Va'af barzilai ha-gil'odi amal David. Barzilai ha-gil'odi also told David, ben shnoim shana neichem hayoim. I'm already 80 years old. Ha'eda ben tev l'ra. Do I have the ability to discern between good and bad? Mikan, we learn from here, shadaton, shazekeni mishtanis. That people, when they reach advanced old age, their senses change, they become weakened, and they don't have the ability to have that mental capacity like they did in their youth. This fellow Barzilai speaking. If your servant has the ability, meaning I don't have the ability any longer to really taste properly what I eat and I drink. We learn from here that the lips of elderly people become split. They don't have the ability to enjoy the food properly. If I have the ability to appreciate, to understand, and to listen to the sounds of the sharam v'sharis mekanshas name shazakein mischabdes, that the ears of elderly people become heavy, don't have the ability to properly appreciate the sound of music. Omarav, Barzilai HaGiladi, this fellow was Shikrava. He actually spoke falsehood, pretending that due to his old age, 80 years old, he doesn't have these abilities, his capacities have become weakened, can't appreciate food. How do we know that he was speaking falsehood? Because this maidservant in the home of Rebbe was already much older than that. Bastishin v'tatin shnin. She was 92 years old, much older than Barzilai HaGiladi. Nevertheless, her senses were so sharp. V'avastama kidra. She would actually taste, sample the kederis, the food cooking in the pots, to know if they are okay, if they need more seasoning. And she was much older. Then Barzilai HaGiladi, who was merely 80 years old, apparently. The reason why his body lost its capacity, lost its functionality, was due to some other reason, as the Gemara soon will tell us, because he indulged in Tashmish, and due to that excessiveness, his body weakened during old age. Rava Amar Barzilai HaGiladi Shotev B'Zima Hava. He excessively involved himself in Znus. Whoever conducts his lifestyle in that manner, zikna, kaifetzes alav, the zikna, the symptoms of old age, jump on him, and he experiences it earlier than ordinary people. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Talmid Chachamim, kol zman shemaskinim, the older they get, chachma nitesevez behem, their wisdom increases within them. Shana Rabbi Yishishem chachma. However, ones who are bereft, devoid of Torah, cause mashma askinim, the older they get, tipshus, foolishness becomes increased within them. Shenema masif maser suffel and amonim v'tam zekanim, the mental capacity of zekanim mikach, he will take away. Now we seem to have a contradiction between this pasuk, who describes an older person as losing his mental abilities, in contrast to the former pasuk, which describes the older person having increased mental capacity. Apparently, the former one is speaking about a Talmud Chacham. So the fact that his body deteriorates actually adds to his Chacham, because his neshama strengthens. His spirituality increases, which is his source of Chacham, as opposed to the Am Ha'aretz, this boar, who is deriving his Chacham from his body. And when his body deteriorates and ceases to function properly, his chachma goes along with it. The pasuk continues describing a person in advanced old age, gam gavoya yiro, they have fear from heights, shafil gav shusik tana, even the small bump, a small lump. Doimol of Kari Harim appears to him like this highest of mountains. V'chatzchatim baderech, the sphere in the road, b'shosha mahalach, when he's walking baderech on the road, nas lo toim, becomes to him like full of anxiety. V'yinatz ha-shoked, the shoked, which is the almond tree, will begin to grow and poke out. Zukali boises, this is a person's thigh which begins to protrude in older age. Vayisdabal achagav, elu agav is a person's buttocks which appear like feel like loads, like vayisdabal is a lotion of sovel, a mass of covered heavy load. Vatafer of yoina, the of yoina will cease to function. Zu chemda, this is one's desire for nashim. Rav Kahana of apostik sidro kamedirav. Rav Kahana recited psukim in front of Rav. Kimotalai crow, and it got to this pasuk, which concludes with describing the ceasing of the functioning of the male desire. Crow, kimotalai crow, nogid v'isnach. So he noticed that Rav expressed a sigh, which weakened him a bit. This long sigh, nogid v'isnach omar. So if Kahana responds, says Shmamana, apparently batalei chemde de Rav. The desire, this ability, this taiva of Tashmish has been bottled, has ceased to exist within Rav. And therefore he responded with this heavy sigh. Omar of Kahana, Maidich Siv, what does the following pasuk mean? Kihu Omar Vayei, Hashem said, and it was, Zu Isha. This is referring to the desire for an Isha, the desire for women. Hu Tziva Vayamoid, Hashem commanded, and it was, it stood, Elu Bonim. This is regarding children, as the Farshan explained, that the fact that a person desires to produce, to have children, this is something contrary to rationality. Why would a person give up, sacrifice his own comfort, money, time, effort to raise children, if not for the fact that Hashem decreed that this should be inherent in a person's nature? So number one, Zu Isha, Hashem decreed, Hashem made a gzera, that a person should have that desire to pursue Isha, to have that taiva for an Isha, and likewise to have that desire to raise a child, because Hashem wanted it to be. Otherwise, these things are not rational. These things are not readily understood. Why is it that a person pursues an Isha or raises children? Tana, we learned in the Raisa, Isha, the reality is that an Isha is chemes molitzaya. She's like a leather pouch filled with waste. Upia molidam, and the opening, the Malkam Tashmish, is full of dam, dam nida. Nevertheless, despite this reality, v'akoil rotzen achareya, all are pursuing or running after her. So Rashi explains that it's a gzeir of Hashem. Hashem embedded in the nature of a man to pursue an Isha despite the fact that the reality would actually lead otherwise. So the point here is Chas v'Shalom not to negate women, but rather to present us with a dose of reality, to put it into context, that it's not based on reality, that a person has that desire. It's more fantasy than it is reality. And therefore, a person should recognize that and not sacrifice reality for the sake of fantasy. As Rambam says, that the machshava of tav, of desire, of noshim, and of znos, only enters a person's heart when he's devoid of real chachma, of reality. So when a person is not experiencing reality, fantasy takes hold. But as the Gemara tells us, we're meant to take this dose of reality to dampen our desire and place it into context and never to sacrifice truthhood for fantasy. Continues the Gemara, Ki hoylecha adam el beisei lamai. So the pasuk describes a person, again this is a pasuk in Keheles, that the person goes to Beis Olamai, describing Olam Haba. Why is it singular? Why is it personal? Beis Olamai, his world. Omar Yitzchak, Malamed, this teaches us, she called Tzadik Gitzadik. Every Tzadik, Nesim Lei Mother Lefi Kvoidei. They grant him an abode in the world to come, Lefi Kvoidei, according to his personal stature. Mashal LeMelech Shenichnas, Hu Va'avadav Le'ir. It's a mashal to a king who entered with his servants to a city. So now when they come in, Kshei Nechnasim, Kulan Bashar Echad Nechnasim. When they come in, they all go in together through one entranceway. Gishein Lonin, however, when they go to their lodging, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, Everyone receives a lodging based on his stature, on his level, on his covet. So initially, it all appears like that one happy group. But when it comes to the hotel, this one's going to get the more basic room, and the one closer to the king is going to receive the deluxe room. Likewise, when we all go to El Haba, so everyone passes through the same channel, we all niftar the same way. Masha says, we all go to El Mahaba, so it's all going into one entranceway. But when we are granted our lodging, our abode in El Haba, each person receives according to what he's deserving. How do we explain the pasuk? Youth and darkness is nonsense. Things, this is referring to excessive involvement in tashmish, in the desire for women. The thing that a person does in his youth, a darkness face, that will be discernible in a person's old age when he'll become excessively weakened. His body is affected by indulgence in his youth. The effect of the worms devouring one's flesh in the kever are difficult and painful to him, like a needle pricking a person's live person's flesh. His flesh will be painful to him. A person's spirit actually mourns on his goof for the first 7 days. He misses that association, that attachment to the goof. As Mashal points out, he feels bad that the goof won't join him in the world to come. Shenemar v'nafshel of tebal, so the nefesh will have avelos and mourn on the goof. Uksiv v'yas l'aviv, evil shivas yamim. So this was Yosef, who did an evil for his father for 7 days. Perhaps it means that he mourned on behalf of his father, who was actually mourning himself. As we said, the nefesh mourns on the goof. Amar Biyuda, Meish Ein Li Menachemim. If a meish passes away, he has no relatives who are going to sit and conduct, observe the Shiva, and receive comfort and condolences. Ho'echon Yud Ne'adam. So the proper way is that 10 people should go ahead, V'yeshim B'mkaymai, and go sit in his place at the place where he passed away. And this will be instead of the standard Aveilim. So they're going to commiserate with him, and empathize with him, and be mis'abu with him, and this will alleviate and comfort the nefesh. Ha'ud shachav b'shavusei d'Rav Yehuda. So there was this neighbor who passed away, the neighbor of Rav Yehuda, l'yoy loy ben Achman. So he had no menachem to mourn him. Kol yoyma have a dvar Rav Yehuda, asor be'asora. Every day Rav Yehuda did this chesed, have a dvar Rav Yehuda be'asora. So he would gather 10 people, v'yasvi b'duchte, and they would sit in his location. After the 7 days were over, so this fellow who passed away appeared to Rav Yehuda in a dream. And he told him, he expressed appreciation for the tremendous chesed and kindness that Rav Yehuda did for him. He said, "Tanuch da'atcha, your mind should be at rest, shinachtas dati, that you have brought peace to my mind by gathering these people to share my avelus." Abaravu, kol sha'inu b'fnei ha'meis, anything which is said in the presence of the person who passed away, yodea, he's aware and knows what they are saying, ad shi'satem ha'goylo, until the casket, the coffin, is closed up. Pligibo, Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon Rebbe. There's actually a machlekes between Rav Chiya and Rav Shimon Rebbe. Chad Amar once said, ad shi'satem ha'goylo. This is true until the coffin is closed off. V'chad Amar, the other one said, Ashis Akal Abasar, that the person who passed away is aware of what is said in front of him until his basar, his flesh, disintegrates and decomposes. Manda Amar, Ashis Akal Abasar. So one who held that it depends on the flesh, the chsiv, because the pasuk says, Ach Basarei Olav Yichav. V'navshoi, Olav, Teyavel. So apparently, he's aware until the busser, as long as the bus is around, he mourns, he has some sort of element of life, of chiyus, to understand and to be aware. Manda ma'ashi satma girl, the other one holds that until the coffin is sealed, but not past that. The pasuk says v'yoshiva offer al ha'aretz kisha haya v'ruach toshav elokim asher nesana. This is the pasuk in Kehelet Shebeis. So apparently, when the offer, which Rashi says is referring to a person's guf, which is comprised of earth, of dust, when that guf is returned back to the aretz, then the ruach leaves him, goes back to Hashem, and there's no more life in there. And certainly he's not aware and conscious of what's going on before him. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Brayse. V'ruach tashav al elokim asher nesana. So this is the end of that pasuk. When the body enters, goes back to the earth, the ruach, the spirit of the person, will return to Hashem, who has granted it. Now what's this added word, asher nesana? These two words seem to be superfluous. They're coming to teach us something. Tenei, return to Hashem, kemoi shenasana lach, in the same state and condition as He has granted the ruach to you. B'tahara, kemoi shenasana lach b'tahara, just as He had given it to you with purity, af ata b'tahara. Likewise, you, when return to Hashem, return your neshama to Him with tahara, with purity. So make sure you return in the same state and condition. So again, that's what we learn from the word asher nesana. Tenei, kemoi shenesana lach b'tahara, af ata b'tahara. Moshe l'melech basav adam. It's analogous to a human king. Shecholag bigdei malchus l'avadav. He distributed the royal clothing to his servants. Apparently he gave them permission to use it for a short while, temporarily. Pikchen shebehen kiplum. So the wise ones amongst them, they folded them up after use, v'nicham b'kufsa, and placed it in a chest, to keep them intact and clean. Tipshim b'shebehem, but the foolish ones amongst them, holchu v'asbeh malacha, they abused these precious clothing, they performed malacha, labor with them, they got them soiled and ruined, liyamim. Now, some days later, bikash ha-melchas kelof, the king requested his garments back. Pikhin Shabahem, the wise ones amongst them, Hechzirim Loi, Kushem Ugohatsim. They returned the clothing to the king in good condition when they were Ugohatsim, properly pressed, folded properly, in good condition. Tipshin Shabahem, the foolish ones amongst them, Hechzirim Loi, Kushem Ugohatsim. They returned the garments to the king in a soiled state. Samach HaMelech Lekras Pikhin. So the king greeted the wise ones happily, v'kas, the cross tipshin, and he greeted the foolish ones with anger. Ah, pikhan amar, regarding the wise ones, he said, dinosnu kelei lo'itzer, my garments should be placed in the storage, v'heim yelchul v'teim l'shalim, and they should go back to their homes in peace. V'al tipshin, regarding the foolish ones, amar, he said, kelei dinosnu l'koibes, I need to give my garments to the launderer to clean them up, v'heim yischabshin l'beis asurim, and they should be placed in jail. So the kelai, my garment, should be given to the launderer. And this is referring to the neshamas who were soiled. They need to be cleaned up. And they will be placed in jail. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Likewise Hashem. This is referring to the mashal of the guf and the neshama. So you granted us a neshama temporarily for a couple of years down there. Make the best of it. Keep it. Maintain its purity and its cleanliness. Al gufin shel tzadikim oimer. On the goof of tzaddikim who maintained the neshama properly. So Hashem says on their goof, Yobei Shalom should come in peace, Yanucha Mishkavaisam. They should rest on their Mishkavais, rest in peace in their graves. Val Neshmas Noimer, on their clean neshamais, he says, Vaisa Nefesh Adoini, Tzrura B'Tzarachayim, the Nefesh of my master should be bundled up with Hashem in the bundle of life. So the neshamas came back clean. They are bundled up with Hashem, and their neshamas are allowed to rest in peace. Al guf and shol rishon weimer, in contrast to the guf of rishon, who abused the neshama within them, sullied their neshama, and returned it in a soiled state. It says, "Ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishayim, no peace to the rishayim. Val neshmasim u'aymar, now in the neshamas, which need to be cleaned up." He says, "Ves nefesh oivecha, the nefesh of your enemy, kal enem b'sech kaf hakela." He will go and toss it around through the little slingshot. So it needs to be cleaned up. Tanya blezoim neshmasim shal tzadikim, gnuzois tachas kisei hakavod. The neshamas of tzadikim are hidden and safeguarded under the kisei hakavod of Hashem shenemar. Voice of nefesh adoni tzrura bundled up tzrachayim, and the pasuk actually concludes with the words es Hashem elokecha, and then describes the rishayim being tossed around in the kaf hakelah. So the neshama of a tzaddik reconnects to Hashem after all that effort and hard work in this world. He gets drawn back to Hashem, as the Ramchal describes in Mesillas Yesharim. It's a very natural phenomenon. It's like a magnet, which gets pulled back to its source. Here as well, it's only natural for the neshama to get pulled back to its source, to Hashem. In contrast, the neshama of the Rishoyim, which need to be cleaned up and cleansed from their misdeeds, v'shal Rishoyim zoymimais. So zoymimais is the lashon of being muzzled up, locked up, v'holchois, and proceed, u'malach echad oyim v'sayfa oylam, u'malach echad oyim v'sayfa oylam. So there's one malach on this side of the world, one malach on the other side of the world, u'mekalin ishmasin zalzeh, and they toss the neshamas from one side to the other. Some sort of procedure that the neshama, which is right now locked up in jail, which needs to undergo this procedure to cleanse it from its averis shenema vers nefesh oivecha, yikal ena b'seich kaf akela, describing this procedure of being tossed around with a slingshot. So we have the neshama of the tzaddikim and the neshama of the rishayim. Amalei Rav of Nachman. What about the ones in the middle? Shel beinoinimai, the intermediaries, not the rishayim, not the tzaddikim. What experience do they have? Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman responded, Ika shachivna, had I passed away, lo yamar lechu haymosa, I wouldn't have had a chance to give you this, tell you this information. Meaning, it's good you asked me while I'm still around to relate it to you. Hachem Shmuel, this is what Shmuel said, Elu ve'elu, the neshamas of the Rishoyim and also of the Beinanim, of these intermediaries, leduma nimsar, are handed over to the malach called Duma, who's in charge of the spirits. There's a difference, however, in the experience. Halolu yesh lehem menoyach. The beinoinim, who are not tzaddikim nor rishoyim, yesh lehem menoyach, they have rest. Halolu, the rishoyim, ein lehem menoyach, do not have rest. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rav Mori, asidin tzaddikim. In the future, even tzaddikim will have to undergo some sort of transition. Dahavu afra, their bodies decompose and become earth, become dust. So the body, who is comprised of afar, of dust, of earth, needs to go back to its original state, needs to be transformed into afar. Continues the Gemara. So there was these diggers, who were digging in the property of Nachman, and suddenly, they experienced something very startling. Nochabuhu Rav Achoy Bar Yashia. They heard this snorting, the sound coming from below, who was Rav Achoy Bar Yashia, who was buried there. So unbeknownst to them, there was a caver there. And the person inhabiting the grave began making noises, protesting. Asu v'amalei Rav Nachman. So they came back to Rav Nachman, they told him, Nochabon Gavra, this person who is snorting at us. Awesome. So Rav Nachman arrived, but Amar Lei, and he called out to him. He said, "Ma ni umar? Who are you?" Amar Lei, so he told him, "Ano, Achoy Bar Yoshia. That's who I am." Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman responded in surprise, "V'lav Amar Rav Mori? Didn't Rav Mori teach us? Asidi tzadiki dava afro. Even tzadikim will return to the dust and become afar. How could it be that you're intact? You can actually express your displeasure?" Amar Lei, so Rav Achoy responded, "Umani Mari, who is this Mari who you're quoting? I don't know him. I'm not. I don't pay attention to his words." Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says, "Well, but it's a pasuk. V'akraksiv. It wasn't his invention. He was actually basing it on a pasuk which says V'yashav ha'afar la'aretz k'shehayah, that the person will return back to its former state and be transformed into earth, into dust. Amar le'Yisra v'choy responded that Krayach Kehelas, the one who taught you Kehelas, this pasuk that you quoted, Le'Yikrayach Mishle, had not taught you Mishle, Dechsev. Urekav atzomais kina. What brings about the rotting of one's bones? Kina, jealousy. We learn from there, Kol Mishyeshle kina b'libay. One who has kina, jealousy on others, b'libay in his heart, he has his bad attribute. Atzmois of makivin. This results in his bones rotting, decomposing. However, one who's free of this bad midah, kol she'ein le'kina, believe by one who does not have kina, ein atzmoisim akivim, his bones do not rot and remain intact. That explains why I still maintain my intactness. Gasha shei, Sir Rav Nachman felt him, chazye, the yisvim ha'shasha, he felt that, yeah, there's something intact, it's tangible. Amar lei leku ma'alik avei debesa. So he told him, why don't you get up and go into the home? The Mefarshim say that he meant to say, you know, maybe make room for my diggers, maybe relocate to a different place. Amar lei. So he responded, Golas adaitach. You've just demonstrated that filu nevi lekaris. You haven't even read the psukim of Navi. Dechsev v'yidatem ki ani Hashem. So not only haven't you read the ksubim, which is Mishle. Not even Nevi'im. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, V'yidatem, you'll know, ki ani Hashem, I am Hashem b'fischei eskiveisechem, when I will open up your graves. Meaning that we don't have permission, we don't have the ability to leave our cave until Hashem comes and opens it up for us and gives us that permission. Amalei, so Rav Nachman questioned him further. V'oksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say, pasuk back in Bereishis, ki afar ata, Hashem says to Adam Arishan, you are comprised of offer, well, offer tashiv, and you're going to go back to the offer. That's something inevitable. It seems like it's a broad gzera decree which applies to everybody of the human race, even tzaddikim. Amar lei, so Rav Choy responded, okay, that's true, but that's ha'usha achas, koydim tchias ha'mesim, that will occur. One small moment before tchias ha'mesim, that gzera needs to be fulfilled, I'm going to be transformed into offer for a very small moment. Because apparently, I'm going to have a renewed world after Tchias HaMesim. And any person, even a tzaddik, is not fitting to live in that new world order of Tchias HaMesim unless he's transformed back to earth and renewed, recreated anew. But until that moment, I'm still going to be in this state. So Tzuki challenged Ravo as follows. Amrisu, you say, Nishmasan shal tzaddikim, the neshamas of tzaddikim gnuzos tachas kisei hakoved, are hidden, are safeguarded, maintained under Hashem's kisei. If so, how are you going to explain the following phenomenon? Uva Tamya. So this fellow called Uva Tamya, Rashi says, he's a Baal Oiv. He was a sorcerer who would manipulate bones of people to communicate with the spirits. So this fellow, Heicha Aske L'Shmol B'Negida, how did he bring up the spirit of Shmuel? Through using this sorcery. We know the story that the Baal Oiv actually brought up the Neshama, the spirit of Shmuel, and communicated with him. Now if the Neshamas of a Tzaddik are sitting under the Kisei HaKavod, how did he have access to it? Amar Lei, so Ravo wasn't daunted. He responded as follows, Hasam. That took place within 12 months of his death. In which case, we can have access to the neshama. The Sanya is learned in a braisa called Yud Beis Chodesh for the first 12 months. Gufay Kayim, a person's body is still somewhat intact. And then his neshama goes up and comes down. Lach Yud Beis Chodesh, after 12 months, Haguf Batal, the guf ceases to exist. V'shubeni yoredes, and the neshama goes up to heaven and no longer comes down. So therefore, within 12 months, he was able to have access to Shmuel. Atosis points out that although it says it goes up after 12 months, it doesn't come down any longer, but occasionally, Atosis says when he would like to come down, he has the ability, as we just learned in the story who had the ability to be present down this world even after 12 months. Tosfos brings another Gemara of Rabbi Noin, Cheskes Habatim. So this ability still exists after 12 months. Okay, so we learned a full daf of Gemara, which is based a lot on the words of wisdom of Shlomi HaMelech and Keheles and elsewhere, who exhorts a person to take full advantage of our abilities and capacities right now while we're living and we're able to do, we're able to accomplish. We're meant to have our eye on the future and live our lives accordingly. Amen.